Hi, this is Mark. And this particular short podcast serves to answer a couple of questions I've received. Some people have been, over the years, sending me emails. And as with most people, I have more than one email address. The one I give out most often is musicman@candleshore.com. Although I haven't given it out recently, but that's still, I guess, primarily the one I check overall. And some people have asked me, well, why do you have a email address that's musicman? And I guess it may not be obvious to some, but it is to others, but because I used to play a lot of music, and I don't mean play it on a record player or 8-track, although I still have 8-track tapes. It's because I used to be, believe it or not, a professional musician. And I would sing and play the piano and several other instruments. And in fact, I had a band at one time here in California. We kind of went up and down the coast. Had a good time. Believe it or not, I used to be quite a prolific songwriter. Mark's Jukebox Memories was very popular, and I'm still going to go back and do. I think we're up to number 4 now when I get my music library restored. But in the meantime, I thought I would share maybe a song in this particular podcast that I've written and produced it. And I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll get to the song, and I hope you enjoy it, and maybe it'll give you kind of another insight into who I am, as if you don't know enough already, right? So I must have been about 15, maybe 16. I can't remember now. But when I used to go to parties, I didn't go to a lot, but I went, parties. Most of the parties I went to had a piano. I was never taught formally how to play. Never took any formal training. I just kind of picked it up along the way. And one thing that I would do at some point in the evening is play a little song, a little love song or something. You know, back then there was the Air Supply and the Eagles and things like that. And it was always an attention getter, especially with the young girls, you know. There's a way I could get attention. And of course, the guys hated me for it. But what can I say? Ladies like a piano player who can sing, I guess, huh? So this particular party was going to be, it was kind of a birthday. I can't remember it exactly. It was a birthday party. And it was very unique because it took place in this people's houses, a house. The parents were there. There must have been about 40 kids, and they was chaperoned. And we were all going to be sleeping in this one big living room. So I wouldn't call it a slumber party because, you know, there were boys and girls there. But it was, just for those of you who may not understand, this was completely chaperoned. There was no drinking, alcohol or anything. I don't know why we were doing it. I can't remember now, but it was just a thing. For whatever reason, we all had our sleeping bags, and of course the parents were going to be in there with us, and it was just kind of neat. Well, anyway, this particular party I went to, I was singing one of my songs. And by the way, when I sang, you know, I would usually be on the piano bench by myself. Every now and then there'd be some girl or something, you know, she'd sit next to me. But it didn't really matter. In this particular party, this girl sat down and began singing with me. And she had the voice of an angel. At least it seemed that way to me. I couldn't believe it. It was one of my original songs, and I guess she had picked it up, the refrain or whatever, and started harmonizing with me. And man, oh man, how did I fall hard that night. And her name was Rebecca. I'll never forget it. And she was just, to a 16-year-old, she was absolutely gorgeous. I think she had green eyes, blonde hair, you know the type, guys. You know. And she was just not like everybody else, really sophisticated. Well, when we finished singing, I was speechless. Everybody applauded and go, "Oh, you guys are so great," blah, 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 blah. So we spent the rest of the next hour or so, you know, I used to know some popular songs too. And she sang with me. Well, after we finished that, about 10 o'clock, we started talking and talking and talking and talking. And we were up to 3 o'clock in the morning talking. I don't know what we were talking about. But I remember feeling a connection that I'd never had before, or at least none that I could remember at that particular instance. So, in this party that we had, the girls were sleeping on one side of the room and the boys were on the other side. And of course, at some point, the parents were between us. And then, but the parents kind of slept head to foot, kind of separating the two rooms. But of course, that meant that on one side, one boy could touch one girl all the way down the line. Not touch, but you could reach across, kind of. So she and I arranged ourselves so we could hold hands the whole night and talked. And it was just fabulous. Well, it was after I met her. And by the way, I guess I was in puppy love or whatever, but wow. I'd never fallen for a girl that hard in my life. I could not get her out of my mind, and it was pretty neat. Now, do we have a long relationship? No. And, of course, by today's standards, I don't even know if we would even call it. Our relationship consisted a grand total of 4 kisses on the mouth and about 1,000 phone calls. That was as far as it ever went, as far as I ever wanted it to go. She would have wanted to go a little further, actually, but I just told her I was too scared for all that kind of stuff. But anyway, she inspired me to write the song you're about to hear. I wrote it on a piano that was broken. I mean, it was an old, beat-up piano. Most of the keys didn't work, and that's what forced me to put it in kind of a weird key. The original song was in the only key I could write it in was a D sharp or E. It was an E flat, E minus. I can't remember anymore. E flat, I guess. E sharp, E minus. I can't remember. E flat, whatever. It was on the black keys, you know? It was really weird. I can't remember. Yeah, I never learned to play. I mean, I know all this stuff, but it's been years since I thought about it. But anyway, that's why, and it was a very, I wanted to write this song, and I wrote it, one of my grandmothers, she used to listen to me play in the living room, and she was there when I put the song together. And I wrote it. It took me about 3 days. And so that was many years ago, over 20, well, I'm older than that. I'm a lot older. So it was a long, long time ago. And the song has gone through many iterations since then. I think that's the right word, but I'm not sure. Changed a lot. The words have always stayed the same. The chords have always stayed the same. And then in 2000, or maybe 2001, I decided to record it and put it together. And so that's what this song is about. It's called In Our World. And it was dedicated to Rebecca, although, you know, she knew it, by the way, and she loved it. And it's come a long way since then. I hope you like it. And stay tuned. You know, in the next couple of weeks, I'll probably put some other songs up. Oh, by the way, before the song begins, the original song, the waveform, is in a safety deposit box a long way from here. So all I have is the MP3 version to work with. So if the quality is not perfect, those of you with golden ears, you audiophiles, you make a, whoa, it's a bad recording. No, it's not that. It's just that I only have access to the MP3. So I hope you like it. Remember to make a joyful noise. And I hope when you hear this song, it will make you make a joyful noise. And I know Rebecca will probably not hear this edition of the song, but who knows? Anything's possible. And I wanted to know that I'm still thinking about her in the midnight hour. Take care. Bye-bye.
Now, my darling, if you're unhappy, you've been searching for a heaven or a home, then, my darling, start relaxing. Cause passion's knocking at your door. In your eyes I see all rivers flowing. Over land I've yet to roam. Tonight destiny, oh, it's telling you and me together we can outride the storm. The stars will light the way, and the clouds will be our bed. The rain will taste like wind of time. Oh no.
Yeah.